Hey, church family, it is July 1st, and I hope you have told somebody about Pray Today lately. I hope you have encouraged them with something that you've learned, or I hope you've encouraged them to start doing this along with you. Just want to ask you to use this resource and thank you so much for all of the texts and emails and kind words that people are saying about this. It really encourages me to keep doing it. It is very time consuming to, as you can imagine, to study and to write and to record these, but it is paying off and is so, so worth it. So in the month of July, we are going to focus completely on using verses out of the book of Proverbs, and every day in July, 31 books or chapters of Proverbs and 31 days in July makes it really easy to pick one proverb out of each chapter, and that will kind of help you remember what chapter they're in. If you remember a verse we've gone over, it will remind you, did we do that at the beginning of the month, the middle of the month, the end of the month? It will kind of help you learn where it's at in Proverbs as well. So really quickly, Proverbs was written mostly by Solomon, King Solomon, in the Old Testament. And as many of you know, but some don't, Solomon was King David's son. So he writes these, and it's interesting because we learn in the Old Testament that Solomon was offered by God to receive anything, and he chose wisdom. And so Proverbs is known as the book of wisdom. Now, I want to clarify the difference between wisdom and knowledge. And I think an easy way to define wisdom and knowledge is knowing things, having the information, and being able to retain it, while wisdom is being able to work it out or to practice what you know. So one is knowing and the other one is practicing what you know. So knowledge is knowing and wisdom is putting it into practice. Now, ironically, Solomon asked God for wisdom and God gave him great amounts of wisdom and even affirmed him for this wisdom. But we know that later on in his life, Solomon did not choose wisdom and did all kinds of things. If you read the book of Ecclesiastes, it kind of tells you how miserable he has realized that life is without God. But a couple things to remember about what a proverb is. A proverb is a short sentence that conveys a moral truth. So a short sentence that very precisely conveys a moral truth. That's why they're called proverbs. And something for us to remember when we read the Proverbs is a proverb is more of a principle than it is a promise. So let me give you an example. We'll talk on the 22nd of the month about a verse in Proverbs 22 that says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's older, he won't depart from it. Well, there are a lot of Christian parents who have raised their children and trained them up very well, and those children make use of their free will God gives them and turn away from God in their adulthood. That does not mean that the Bible is not true, but it is a principle that we as parents are to train up our child in a way they should go. It's a principle. It's not a promise that they'll always make the right decision. So just want to clarify that as you read through Proverbs. So what I would like to do today is I would just like to pause and pray with you, and I would like to pray for God to give us wisdom. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much that we get this time together each day to focus on you, to focus on your word, to set our day, to prepare for our day, or those of us who listen to this at night to debrief on our day and consider things about our day. Lord, you are such an amazing God, and you give us so many things. And what we're going to ask for today is that you would give us wisdom, that you would give us not just knowledge, but wisdom to carry through with things that please you. God, we all know people who have wisdom that when words come out of their mouth, it is so obvious that they have wisdom. God, we don't just want wisdom, though. We want godly wisdom. And there are wise people in this world who give great advice, but they're lacking godly wisdom. Lord, we want all of the wisdom that we have to be based on your word and to be based on our faith. And so, Lord, for myself and for the people who listen to this each day, we just ask that you would give wisdom to us. Lord, that when we speak, we would speak with wisdom. Thank you, Lord, again, for loving us even when we have a lot of room to grow. And I pray that you would go with my friends today, that you would guide them, and that every choice they made would make will be made with godly wisdom. We praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.